Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Now, I have to ask you. Daughter number two was feeding me documents from the JFK assassination news dump on Friday. And I read half a dozen or so of them. There's a couple of things that jumped out at me immediately from the documents that I read. Number one, Oswald didn't do it. That's what I was going like, okay. There's an awful lot of stuff here that would point to the fact that the guys in the FBI and the CIA at the time, they didn't know who did it, including Oswald. And they didn't, most of them, the one guy who was the director or was running the operation in Dallas of the FBI did not think that Lee Harvey Oswald was the shooter. He did not think.
Correct.
And there's a couple other things. Number one, they knew the FBI called the DPD and told them, hey, Lama, we've got a group, several tips here that a group is going to assassinate Oswald, going to attempt to assassinate Oswald. He needs to be placed under protective custody of the highest security level possible. So what did those idiots do? Walked him down a hallway filled with GP, general public, with no security whatsoever, so Ruby could jump out of a doorway and put a hole in Oswald's belly.
Right, the walk of shame to get him out there in front of everybody, all the cameras, so they could see that they had him.
Yep.
Yep, great idea.
Yeah. Also, the same FBI director in Dallas also said that if the DPD, Dallas Police Department, did not have FBI intel that told them that Oswald had been to Russia, had lived in Russia for 2 years, had visited the Russian embassy, and had visited the Cuban embassy, and in the Cuban embassy threw a hissy fit, that's what they held him on, a suspicion of colluding with foreign governments. All they had was circumstantial evidence. And the principal witness that they would have had the FBI not given them intel, was the bus driver who picked Oswald up near the bug depository. That, yeah, he got on my bus. Yeah, it was after 12:30. Yeah, it looked like he was sweating or whatever. That's the witness. That's how they got him. The bus driver. Oh, my God, I didn't know any of this.
And the key was is that when they picked him up in the movie house, they picked him up for what? They picked him up for the murder of Officer Tippit, not for the assassination of JFK. The murder of a local Dallas police officer is what they picked him up on.